ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. How wonderful. Welcome to see you, and thank you very much for coming. Well, for leaving your wonderfully warm offices, coming through a cold street, and then finding that the Church of England is still back in the dark ages, and it's even colder in here than it probably is outside. Now, I have to say, I went not very long ago to preach in a church in Norfolk, and I realized what cold was. But that hasn't helped me, I have to say, as I thought that. Thank you so much, Chris and Ollie and Cliff, who's doing various roles today because people haven't come, so it's great. We've so far managed, apart from the fact that I got into that song so much that I forgot the time. Let me read, if I may, a passage from Mark chapter 11. Mark 11, beginning of verse 1, on page 960. Page 960, Mark chapter 11. Mark 11, and beginning of verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks you why you're doing this, say the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly." They went and found the colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. So they untied it. Some people standing there asked, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the ground, while others spread branches they cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Every so often I'm freshly reminded of the caliber of Christian discipleship found in people in this congregation. I find myself listening to people's prayer requests or discussing with them a situation in which they find themselves at work. And I think, my goodness, you are not only taking your faith seriously, but the decisions that are involved in just getting through life are increasingly complicated. I was talking to someone recently who was in quite a reasonable job. It was quite a difficult time because her marriage had just fallen apart. Her primary concern was her son, who was at a particularly challenging and expensive time of personal development. And suddenly a recruiting person rang up and said, "There is a job in X. It fits you perfectly." And it was a great job. It would have helped financially. It was an attractive proposition. But she had to think, "I'm really been where I am for some time. I'm settled. I know what I'm doing. And a time of pressure, do I really want the additional pressure of changing jobs? What impact will it have on my timetable and being at home, being at work?" As we prayed, it became increasingly right, she felt, to leave and to go to this other job. After communion 3 weeks ago, some of us were talking at the end, and one chap said, "I must go now." Our American parent company, it was in the energy industry. Our American parent industry, parent company, has asked for reductions. Can we make this by natural wastage? Will we have to make people redundant? will we see the markets going up very soon? Another person moving to a place where there were really good schools, and yet to do that she knew would mean being on a coach at 4:45 every morning so she could come in and everything would work out financially. People in the city and Christians in the city are making decisions the whole time, desperately trying to get it right, desperately trying to balance all the competing expectations and demands. Never seems to be that the decisions are easy. If everything works out, the results could be really good. But actually, in the short term, it can be quite costly. And something similar was happening in the extract we've just read. Something similar was happening with the Lord Jesus Christ. He made the decision years before to do what his Father wanted, even though the cost of doing what his Father wanted had become increasingly clear. It meant going to the cross. And this would have been particularly on his mind that day as he journeyed from Jericho to Jerusalem. It was a physically demanding journey, as walking through any desert time would be. It would have been hot and dusty and difficult. It was uphill most of the way from Jerusalem to Jericho. All the time he was thinking, what am I going to decide to do? Am I going to be faithful to my Heavenly Father? On the top of Mount, on the top of, when he got to the Mount of Olives and looked across a deep valley at Jerusalem, on the other side of that valley on a smaller hill, should he go on and fulfill the purpose that God wanted, or turn back and keep his head down? Should he make the difference that he knew he could, or should he just see if he could do it another way? He went on and went into Jerusalem, this extraordinary entry. But the decision clearly wasn't over. We saw in verse 11, he went into the temple courts, looked round at everything. But since it was already late, he went to Bethany with the 12. Even there, what he knew needed to happen because of its symbolic significance, he hesitated. Do I want to press the button, which means I've got to go ahead? Do I really want to do this? Is this really going to make the difference? The cost is horrendous. Can I really go through with it? He knew the decision his Father wanted him to make. The implications of making it seemed increasingly horrendous as the time to make it approached. And with everything else that we read about on that day, we also know that the Lord Jesus was allowing us to understand quite how much he in his turn understands how difficult it can sometimes be making a decision that we believe is right, making the decision that we feel God wants us to make. Most of the big decisions we make aren't selfish ones. We make them because we understand the impact that they will have, not only on ourselves, but on our families. But they're never, if they're the important ones, the easy decisions. There are always downsides for us. Never quite like the downside that he was for Jesus. But it can seem pretty serious at the time. Of course, those crowds on that day welcomed the Lord Jesus to Jerusalem because they believed he could make a difference. And he was to make a much more profound one than they could ever have imagined. They'd hoped that he'd bring peace and freedom. He was to bring a deeper peace and a greater freedom, even if it looked like failure at the time. But on that day, standing on the Mount of Olives and looking across at the city where he would be crucified, wandering round the temple, knowing that he had to trigger a whole series of events that would lead to his death, understanding all too clearly he would change the course of history and eternity if he was obedient. The decision he faced must have been extraordinarily difficult. And the Lord Jesus, through these events, looks at you and me and says, I know what some decisions cost. I understand the concern you feel, the responsibilities you have. I understand that often you hesitate. You don't want to cause difficulties to some, but you want the company to survive. You don't want to leave the security of a job you know for one you might make a mess of after all at a most difficult time. I understand the desire to move to somewhere where the children can be in good schools, even if it's a great cost to yourself, physically to yourself. I understand too that your heart goes out to people you know and people you work with whom you long to see know Jesus, because you know the difference he's made to you and you know what he could do in their life at this time. Jesus says, I wish it was sometimes easier. That day, that week, I longed for it to be easier. We simply have to keep our eye on the goal that our Heavenly Father has given us and trust him, even when sometimes we think, I'm just not sure I can.